We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do it every single time, every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. By the way, this segment right now, sponsored by Meineke. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and choose Meineke for tires, brakes, batteries, exhaust systems, and more. Meineke. Doing car care right. Reminder, we'll talk to the Diddy, Ray Dittinger, coming up in 45 minutes. Ray with us in studio for an entire hour starting at 12:45. James Seltzer, AMA, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
All right, let's start on Twitter. Bad News 80 asks, and I will answer myself, I will say yes. Can anyone on the stick on the show drive a stick shift? And if so, tell the story of how you learned.
Well, me is absolutely not.
Yeah, we saw that coming.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Least surprising thing ever.
Why would we be kidding?
Because
you should know how to drive a stick shift.
Listen, let me pull the lever, whichever way it is these days. Nice and easy. Park, reverse, drive, all simple.
I'll teach you, Joe.
I have no interest to learn.
You should learn. I taught my wife.
If there's one thing you guys should know about me, it's I have no interest to learn things that I have no interest to learn.
We know.
And that's one of them. John, have you driven stick?
I have an order. I have placed an order for a new truck that is a stick. Yeah, I had a stick when I was parking, parallel parking in San Francisco, which is not always easy. Like uphill with a stick, parallel parking on a whatever,
tough. Yeah.
50% grade. I love it. And I actually was talking to my parents about this, like teaching me to drive stick because – I, in part, am getting this stick because I want to teach my children to drive stick, and I didn't know how difficult that would be. They said they have no recollection at all of teaching me to drive stick. I think my dad, who sold cars, got me a stick shift car, and it was just, here you go.
Maybe he got it for you when you were one, and you remember that. Next question.
No, I told you about why I got the car, though, right?
Well, yeah, you beat him in an arm wrestle.
Yeah.
That's good work by you.
All right. Philly Sports Radio Takes asked, and this is a great question. If Joe lived in medieval times, what would his job have been?
Do we
blacksmith,
call it,
baker, or something else?
Oh, we call it medieval times?
Medieval.
Medieval.
No, it's medieval.
But people say medieval. They don't say medieval times. They say medieval.
I think they say both.
Nah,
are you
they don't.
Really
nah.
Wooder and Goff and whatever? No. Like, you're really coming at me for this? Are you serious?
No
right
one
now?
Ever said, oh,
all right, Goff.
Let's
go play some Goff.
Yeah, back in medieval.
From Jared Goff.
All right, so what's the question? What would I be in medieval
yes,
times?
Yes, what would your job be in medieval times?
Well, I mean, maybe a knight, you know.
A jester,
no.
I think is more like it.
No. You know what I'd probably be?
I would be the court jester. That is actually a perfect job for you.
I don't think I'd even measure up for that. I think I'd be the squire.
I think you'd be dead if we're being completely honest.
I'd be dead.
You would be so dead.
It's a fair answer. I'd be dead.
All right. Fishtown Eric on Twitter asks, what is your favorite piece of Eagles memorabilia you own?
I have, so let me think about this, number one. It probably is. I went to training camp. In 1980, it was either 87 or 88, when it was at Westchester. There was a big hill in Westchester. And I remember my favorite moment from that was I saw Jerome Brown. It's either his first or second year. And I raced down the hill to get Jerome Brown's autograph. I was so excited. I was 9 or 10 years old. And I fell. Anyone that knows Westchester knows there's a big hill leading to the field. I tumbled down this hill. My knee was all bloody. But you know,
not surprised.
I got up, dusted myself off, moved over to Jerome. He signed this, this thing I had. I don't even know how to describe it. And that day he signed it, buddy signed it, whole bunch of people signed it. and I still have it. Displayed on my bookshelf, by the way. So probably that thing is...
Right next to the picture of Holly Robinson Pete you took.
That's in a photo album in the bookshelf. But probably that from when I was a kid. Because I love that team.
That's cool.
That was it was right when they were starting to get good. You know, right in that range. Love it.
Richie, I'm assuming you don't have
John has his cleats.
His championship ring.
His jersey.
Like a real memory. All right, great question from Dan Schwartz. Dan asks, if you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
Oh, man. I mean, are you kidding me with this question? John, take it first. Just go ahead. Are you kidding me? Go ahead, John.
Man, I mean, I think we could accomplish something with this if we really did have the world's attention. Like, let's do the right thing, band together. We got to sacrifice for a short time to beat this whole COVID thing.
There's that. Yep.
We got to do the right thing. We'll beat it.
Get off social media.
And then we can move past it.
Let's get off social media.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a popular take.
It's what I would say. Look, I don't know how to sum up in 30 seconds. I mean,
get off social media.
Joe, you're going to be president someday, right? You got to be able to do these type of things.
Yeah, but it's going to be a long inaugural address. But it could involve, you know, let's give peace a chance. You know, little John Lennon there. Let's give peace a chance.
God.
You know, make love, not war.
I'll just start.
All
you need is love.
Yeah, all you need is love. Of the Beatles. You know, I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you in 30 seconds?
Let's ask me anything, Joe.
Well, it doesn't mean I have a great 30 seconds to give you. I'd have to write it down and think a little bit.
So not ready to be present.
Not ready to answer 30 seconds and only 30 seconds what I'd say? No. I'm doing my best here. It's all I got for you.
It's disappointing, I'm just going to say. It's pretty
disappointing. What's next?
Yeah. I don't even know if we should go on. We will. We'll go on. All right. This one's for you, Joe. Jason Torrance asks, excluding former athletes, realistically, where do you think you rank amongst the WIP staff when it comes to athletic ability?
I mean, amongst people here, at least top three, maybe number one.
Oh, my God.
For sure. I mean, who? Who? Fritz?
Any of us.
You?
All of us. Yeah.
Oh, Fritz,
yeah.
Fritz played college baseball.
Fritz, me, Elliot.
Howard
Eskin.
Come on.
Jimmy played football in high school.
Listen, if we ever do a WIP decathlon.
You will lose.
If you were good at sports, you would be doing sports in high school, don't you think?
Yeah, but you know what? I had to, it was one of those things where I just knew I had the ability and didn't have to prove it. honestly, that was part of my mindset.
Well, it's not about proving it. It's like it's enjoyable to do the things that you're good at.
Yeah,
so
but
you do them.
You got to remember, I valued being on the 231 track team.
Oh my God.
When school was over, I ran out the door, 231 every day. And with that, AMA, we shut it down.
I don't know, man. I think you're overlooking the simple fact that you do the things you're good at.
Well, sure. And
so if you were truly good,
like I'd be a bad boxer.
Sports,
I'd be a bad wrestler. I admit that.
But I think you would have played them for longer than middle school.
But the sport, listen, football, obviously, I wouldn't be great at, but there's natural skill if I was a wide receiver. I wouldn't be good in the trenches.
Stop, dude.
Yeah, basketball and baseball.
You couldn't even walk. You were I'm into walks now. For one day, you came in and were like, I really enjoy walking. That's going to be my new, athletic thing, my new, way to get myself better. And you did it for one day,
I did it for...
Because walking was too much for you.
Let's go to the phones. I don't like this. 215-592-9494 and talk to Corey in Pottstown. What's up, Corey?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Corey.
Let me tell you this one, my thought about the whole Hall of Fame voting and stuff. First of all, I agree with James, and he's happy about that, so I really do agree with him. When I used to watch baseball, this is so funny. Am I wrong in saying that Hall of Fame is for what you do on the field, not what you do off?
Well, they do have a clause in there that's something about life. I don't know the exact wording, but there is some sort of ethics type clause.
I do know that that clause is there, but yeah. I do also know that guys in the 40s and 50s used to do a lot of bad things.
Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, so my whole thing is, listen, it's no different than us talking about Jalen Hurts. It's the eye test. Do we think he can be an elite quarterback? Right now, I think a lot of people don't think that. So some of these guys that aren't in the Hall of Fame, the eye test is pure. They should be in the Hall of Fame. There's guys that shouldn't be, and there's guys that should be. You know from their play And this is ridiculous. The fact that these writers are holding grudges against players because they didn't want to talk to them or they didn't want to interview with them. Who cares? On the field.
Well, that guys- yeah, that part I hate. And I do think that factors in, and I think it's a disgrace when writers allow the behind-the-scenes personalities of players to influence their vote. I think that is disgraceful.
It should be about your play. It shouldn't be about any. And I get the whole you've got to be, you know, a guy that's that. But a lot of guys have done bad things with baseball, and they're in. So I mean,
of course. Corey, give me a famous quote.
Famous quote. I wish we could actually use this quote today, and our world would be so much better. Benjamin Franklin said, "Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn."
Wow. All right, Corey.
That's a great quote.
It's a good one.
It's a good quote. It's a little much to write down, and honestly, I don't know the quote, so I don't think it constitutes as that famous. It constitutes as interesting, but John, did you know that quote?
I don't think I've heard
it. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to win then. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, a question about the Baseball Hall of Fame I want to pose to you guys. Stemming from the votes, as we know, of what went down yesterday. We'll get to that. We'll rock all the calls on all the issues. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about a company called Copair. Unbelievable company. And I know you want to feel healthier this year. I know you want to be healthier this year. We all want to be healthier. We don't always all do something about it. Well, if you want to do something about it, I want to encourage you to consider starting a program with Copair, a company designed to help you lose weight and be your partner for total wellness. Copair can provide you with food each week, the food specifically chosen for your diet, nutrition, and weight loss goals. Plus, they have personalized coaching. I speak with my coach, Kurt, once a week. We talked yesterday. He always helps me better understand nutrition, exercise options, and all sorts of stuff to point me in the direction of better health. One of the great things about Copair and your potential involvement in it is you can do it from home. You can do it from wherever you want to be. You don't have to go to a facility. They're actually located in D.C. They've been helping people in D.C. for years. They're now with a big outreach to the Philadelphia market. And I want to totally encourage you to check out CopairHealth.com. You can do it all from home. If you want to get food delivered to your home from Copair, it's very manageable, very easy to do. CopairHealth.com, the website, to check out their website and to sign up. CopairHealth.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.